Member of UTA's Board of Trustees says he doesn't believe the agency has learned its lesson from that non-prosecution agreement with the feds. North Ogden Mayor Brent Taylor tells KSL's Lad Egan that all he wanted to do was present potential changes at a public board meeting.
I wanted to present some series of reforms, some ideas to my fellow board members of, hey, we just had this huge black eye for the agency. We're going into federal monitorship. I felt we needed to talk about that and let the citizens of this state know we're taking this seriously. We're starting right now, all hands on deck, to make changes. Because there have been a lot of good changes happening over the last few years, but clearly not enough. And in my opinion, there's a lot still to be done. And so I asked to be able to present this list 6 days in advance of the meeting, plenty of time. And ultimately that was denied. And I felt the public meeting was the right place to have that discussion. I was not allowed to do that, so I sent it on an email to the board members instead.
Taylor says if a council member wants to present something, anything, they should be given time in a public meeting. UTA Vice Chair Sherry Hall Everett sent Taylor a letter saying she finds it interesting that he's expressed sweeping changes with no discussion about reforms already in place. She said political grandstanding is not necessarily the best way to go. Hall said they are scheduled to embark on a strategic plan in June that will push forward the next aspects of reform.